Hi there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading is titled Anchored in Truth, and it was written by Lisa Samra. My family lives in a nearly century-old house with a lot of character, including wonderfully textured plaster walls. A builder cautioned me that with these walls, to hang a picture, I'd have to either drill the nail into a wood support or use a plaster anchor for support. Otherwise, I'd risk the picture crashing to the ground, leaving an ugly hole behind. The prophet Isaiah used the imagery of a nail driven firmly into a wall to describe a minor biblical character named Eliakim. Unlike the corrupt official Shebna, as well as the people of Israel who looked to themselves for strength, Eliakim trusted in God. Prophesying Eliakim's promotion to palace administrator for King Hezekiah, Isaiah wrote in chapter 22 that Eliakim would be driven like a peg into a firm place. Being securely anchored in God's truth and grace would also allow Eliakim to be a support for his family and his people. Yet Isaiah concluded this prophecy with a sobering reminder that no person can be the ultimate security for family or friends. We all fail. The only completely trustworthy anchor for our lives is Jesus. As we care for others and share their burdens, may we also point them to Him, the anchor who will never fail. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 22, verses 15 through 20 and 22 through 25. This is what the Lord Almighty, says. Go, say to this steward, to Shebna, the palace administrator, what are you doing here, and who gave you permission to cut out a grave for yourself here? Hewing your grave on the height and chiseling your resting place in the rock. Beware, the Lord is about to take firm hold of you and hurl you away, you mighty man. He will roll you up tightly like a ball and throw you into a large country. There you will die. And there the chariots you were so proud of will become a disgrace to your master's house. I will depose you from your office, and you will be ousted from your position. In that day, I will summon my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah. And now, verses 22 through 25. I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I will drive him like a peg into a firm place. He will become a seat of honor for the house of his father. All the glory of his family will hang on him, its offspring and offshoots, all its lesser vessels from the bowls to all the jars. In that day, declares the Lord Almighty, the peg driven into the firm place will give way. It will be sheared off and will fall, and the load hanging on it will be cut down. The Lord has spoken. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, life can be so absolutely unpredictable, and oftentimes we're faced with circumstances that threaten our livelihood and even our lives. Thank you for being our firm anchor, in whom we can put our trust, so that when life gives us reason to be nervous about what will happen next, we can remain strong and secure in you. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.